我们一起来看马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们请弟兄姐妹帮忙，我们从第一节念到第十七节。
Let's read it together from verse 1 to 11. 17.
一二三，开始。
If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.So that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father.Who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep in babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.Thy kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men their fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face.
不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。好，我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
天父，这是何等的福气，我们可以来到你的脚前。
Our heavenly Father, what blessing is that we can approach you.
我们知道你爱我们。
We know you love us.
我们知道你在我们的生命中有何等奇妙的计划。
And we know for, you have such amazing plans for our life.
我们愿意再一次的来把你配得的敬拜、感谢、赞美都归给你。
Once again, we want to give you all the praise, thanksgiving, and worship that you're worthy.
我们何等的巴望你能够把我们的心打开。
How much we desire you for you to open our heart.
让你的话可以进到好土里。
So that your word may be planted on good soil.
可以结实百倍
that it may be fruitful and multiply.
开我们的耳朵
May you open our ears.
开我们的眼
May you open our eyes.
好让我们看见你的荣耀
May we see your glory.
听见你的恩言
And hear your blessed word.
让我们里面的人可以刚强起来
So that our inner person may be strengthened.
我们祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名
We pray this in our Lord's precious name.
Amen.相信弟兄姊妹还有一点点印象。
I hope brothers and sisters still remember, have a bit of a recollection of what we discussed last time.
这一段的圣经
This passage
是主耶稣对门徒提出一个很严重的警告。
This is a very stern warning from our Lord to the disciples.
要主的孩子们小心。
So that his children should be careful.
在什么样的事情上小心呢
？But to be careful regarding what?
是在金钱的事上小心。
To be on things that are on highest.
善事。
to the good deeds.
中文翻作善事。
In the Chinese, it's translated as the good deeds.
其实在原文中的意思是指着敬虔的事。
But in the original text, it's referring to those that are pious.
一个人能够尊敬神。
A person who respects the Lord.
一个人能够向神。
A person who looks towards the Lord.
在犹太人的生命中。
And that in the life of the Jews.
有三件事是不可少的。
There are three things that cannot be lacked.
第一件事。
The first.
是施舍。
Is to give alms.
第二件事。
Second.
是祷告。
Is to pray.
第三件事。是禁食。
And the third is to fast.
这就是为什么主耶稣在这段圣经里面
And that is why in this passage our Lord Jesus
主耶稣从这三方面来讲一个属神的儿女要小心
And that is why he speaks towards his children to be careful from these three aspects
我们以为做坏事要小心
We think that doing the wrong things we should be careful of
因为做坏事会有后果
For if we do the wrong thing there are certain consequences
做坏事会有管教
and there will be discipline.
但是亲爱的弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣在这里不是警告门徒要小心不要犯罪
Our Lord did not warn the disciples not to sin here.
主耶稣在这里没有警告门徒不要爱世界
He did not warn the disciples to not love the world.
主耶稣在这里警告门徒当你在做最好的事
He warns the disciples that when you're doing the best,
做最对的时候
when you're doing the things that are most correct
是别人最会佩服你的时候
when things that people look up to you
你要小心
it's upon those things that you need to be careful
我们如果还记得前几次我们在这里的交通
if we remember the sharing from last several times
我们应该还明白
we should understand
最好的事常常是最危险的事
the best things are often the most dangerous
因为做坏事我们会悔改
Because if we sin, we will repent.
做坏事我们不会骄傲
When we do the wrong things, we will not be proud of.
是当我们做最好的事的时候
It is that when we're doing the best things, the most wrong, right things.
我们不知不觉中会窃取神的荣耀
Unknowingly, we would lay down God's glory.
我们以为自己是什么好东西
Because we feel that we're good.
我们忘记了什么叫做神的恩典。
We forget what is His grace.
我们上一次讲到说主特别告诉我们关于祷告的事情。
Last time we especially talked about regarding prayer.
主特别在这里提醒他的门徒。
He especially reminds the disciples here.
一个人的祷告生活。
A person's prayer life.
不能够只是在人的面前。
It should not be before men.
听清清楚。
Please listen carefully.
不是说不可以在人前祷告。
It's not that you should not pray before men.
是你的祷告生活不可以只有在人前祷告。
That your prayer life should not be only before men.
严格的说。
More strictly speaking.
我们个人的祷告应该远远的超过别人看得见听得见的祷告
Our personal prayer should far more exceed what others see before, externally
如果一个人只有在一群人面前很会祷告
If an individual is only praised before others
自己一个人面对神的时候就无话可说
And when he's faced with God alone and he has no word to say
他是一个非常危险的人
That person is very dangerous
在这一段讲祷告的经文里
in this passage regarding prayer
它这里有一个很重要的思想
There's a very important concept here
我盼望神能够帮助我
I hope that the Lord can help me
今天能够跟弟兄姐妹讲得清楚
That I can share clearly to you
在这段圣经里
In this passage
主讲到说人祷告有两种不同的根据。
There's a basis, there's a foundation for two different types of prayer.
你知道人都会去祷告的。
We all know that a man knows how to pray.
你如果说不会去祷告，不要急。
You may say that if you don't know how to pray, don't be anxious.
等到你够痛苦。
Until you're suffering quite a bit.
等你碰到麻烦。
When you're faced with difficulties.
等你碰到难处。
When you're faced with challenges.
信神不信神的人都祷告。
Whether you trust in him or not, you will pray.
人走到一个地步就是会祷告的。
When man reaches a certain point, he will know how to pray.
不是只有基督徒才祷告。
It's not that only the Christians pray.
回教徒也祷告。
Even the Muslims.
佛教徒也祷告。
Even the Buddhists.
我爸以前信睡觉他照样祷告。
My dad was a tax person and he also prayed.
因为等他真的碰到倒霉的时候他就说老天爷你不长眼睛啊。
When you're faced with circumstance, you say, Lord, God, you know, heavenly, how do you not look upon me?
不信神的人照样祷告。
Even those who are atheists, they will, pray.
你痛苦够了你就会祷告。
When you're suffering enough, you will pray.
你倒霉够了你就会祷告。
When you endure yourself so much, you will pray.
你自己觉得你自己没办法的时候你就会祷告。
When you feel you're out of options, you will pray.
人祷告为什么？
Why do man pray?
人祷告岂不是就是希望有一个神明来帮他吗？
Man prays because he hopes that there is a higher being who will come and help him.
主耶稣在这段圣经里，
So in this passage, our Lord Jesus,
主耶稣说到有两种祷告的方式。
Our Lord speaks of two ways of prayer.
有一种人的祷告，
One type of people who prays.
他的祷告是根据关系。
His prayer is according to his relationship.
有另外一种人的祷告。
Another person's type of people's prayer.
他的祷告是根据商业。
It's based on the economy.
Business.
Business.
我举个例子吧。
Let me give you an example.
一个外人有没有可能在你家里租一个房间住？
Can an outsider, can a stranger rent a house, a room in your house to live?
有没有可能？
Is that possibility?
有嘛哈？
Yes.
如果你有一个多的房间，
If you have an extra room,
有人想要住你这个房间，
If someone wants to rent this room,
你对他有一些要求。
So you will have certain expectations of that individual.
有的人说我只租给女孩子。
Some will say I only rent to women.
因为女孩子会比较安静
，because women are much quieter，
干净
，cleaner，
不像男生
，unlike men，
又吵又闹
，they're loud and noisy，
又脏又乱
，and also dirty and then just sort of filthy。
你可以选嘛
？You can make that choice。
我还可以选这个是工作比较好的
，or I can choose someone who has a good job。
这样子就保证他房租一定会交。
So then you'll be guaranteed to have that rent payment.
最好他工作很忙的。
Or someone who is very busy at work.
天不亮他就去上班。
So before sunrise, he's already going to work.
半夜才回来。
And he comes back in the darkness of the night.
你可以要求各种条件。
There are many conditions you could ask for.
租房子的人可不可以要求条件
？Can the person who is looking to rent have any conditions？
地点好不好
？How's the location？
房子怎么样
？How's the condition of the property？
房东这个人如何
？How's the character of the landlord？
你可以找出许许多多你的要求。
You can look for all different kinds of conditions。
到最后
，at the end，
房东满意。
When the landlord is happy。
租房子的人也满意。
When the renter is also happy.
大家住在一起。
And they're living together.
他们中间的关系。
Their relationship.
叫做商业关系。
Is regarded as a business relationship.
只要房东继续做好房东所该做的事。
As long as the landlord continues to do what he is supposed to.
只要房客继续做好房客所应该做的事。
And as long as the renter continues to, does what he is supposed to.
房东很开心。
The landlord is happy.
房客也很开心。
And the renter is very happy as well.
他们的关系。
Their relationship.
房客期待从房东那里得到的东西。
What the renter receives from the landlord.
就是他愿意付出哪些代价所得到的。
Is what he received because of his willingness to his payment.
他付的房租。
So he pays his monthly.
他期待这个房东怎么对待他。
And this is his expectation of how to be treated by the landlord.
这样清楚吗？
Is this clear?
如果有一天房客不付房租了呢？
So if one day the renter does not pay his rent,
房东怎么办？
What will the landlord do?
嗯？赶他走嘛。
He will send him off.
对不对？
He will evict him.
现在换一幅图画。
We change the picture.
你的儿子
，If you had a son，
大学毕业
，He's graduated from college，
在家里附近找到工作
，He found a job close to home。
他说 ，Daddy， 我要搬回来。
He said, Dad, I want to move back。
你那个房子
，Your house，
你租给那个女生一个月500块。
You're renting to someone for $500 a month。
我也付你500块。
How about I pay you $500 a month？
你让我住
，Let me stay there。
你觉得这个老爸会不会同意？
Do you think the father will agree?
很好啊。
Of course.
虽然他觉得很不好意思去跟这个房东讲，房客讲，对不起啊，你真的是很好的房客，可是现在没有办法，我们不租给你了，因为我儿子要回来住了。
Although it's very hard to go and tell the tenant that you've been such a good tenant, but I can't rent to you anymore because my son is coming back.
是不是这样子？
Is it so?
好。现在儿子住进来了。
Now the son is living in the house.
儿子会吵。
And the son will be noisy.
儿子会脏。
He's dirty.
儿子会乱。
He's disorganized.
然后儿子常常忘了付房租。
And he often forgets to pay his rent.
有的时候甚至他花完他跟你讲，老爹不是忘了，是没钱。
And to such extent he says, Dad, it's not that I forgot, I just don't have any money.
请问你。
Let me ask you this.
你要不要赶他走
？Are you going to kick him out？
啊
？Will you？
不会吧
？You won't。
不会啊？为什么
？Why？
因为他是儿子。
Because he is your son。
他可以得到很多的东西啊。
He can receive a lot of benefits。
不是因为他付了房租啊。
Not because he's paid his rent on time。
听清楚了没有
？Do you hear clearly？
房客可以得到很多的好处，是因为他付了房租。
The tenant will receive a lot of benefits because he has paid his rent.
儿子可以得到很多好处。
The son will receive a lot of benefits.
是付不付房租他都得了。
Regardless of whether or not he's paid his rent or not.
他是个好儿子的话呢
？If he's a good son,
他应该付。
He should pay.
而且还应该多付一点。
He should even pay more.
是不是
？Is it not so?
但是他不是因为付了房租所以他可以住。
It's not because he's paid his rent and therefore he should stay.
现在这两个关系清楚不清楚
？So are you clear about these two types of relationships?
各位，世界上所有的宗教
，Brothers and sisters, all the religions in the world,
人到他所信仰的神明面前
，They will approach the higher being they believe in.
都是。第一种的关系
，It's always the first relationship，
都是商业关系
，It's all a business relationship，
什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
我帮你做这个
，I do X for you，
我按时间来聚会
，I come to church， I come to meeting on time，
我交钱
，I give you money，
我磕头
，I bow before you，
我念经
，I recite the verses。
我烧香
I put up incense
你叫我做什么我都做
Whatever you tell me to do I will do
我做的你满意了
And when you're happy with what I've done
求求你
Please
给我我要的
Give me what I want
是不是这样的
Is it not this way
世界上所有的宗教都是这样
All the religions in the world is this way
人要找出来
Man wants to find.
到底神要什么东西
？What God wants.
人就把神要的东西给他做好。
And then so man will do what God wants well.
做好了以后
，Once he's done it well,
希望这个神明是有良心的。
He hopes that this God has some conscience.
看到你这么辛苦。
That when he sees your soul at hard at work.
看到你做得这么好。
That you've done so well.
给你。
And will give you something.
这就是世界上的宗教。
This is all the religions in the world.
世界上这样的宗教多得不得了。
There's so many religions, different religions in the world.
包括基督教。
Including Christianity.
很多人信的基督教也是这个样子的。
To many people, this is how Christianity is.
神要给我的恩典。
The blessing that God wants to give us.
神要给我的爱。
The love He's giving to us.
全都是根据我的表现。
It is all based on our accomplishment, our performance.
我得好好干。
I need to work hard and do well.
我一定要说对的话。
I must say all the right words.
我一定要做对的事。
I need to do all the right things.
我如果没干好
，If I didn't do it right,
阿拉不理我
，Allah won't look at me.
这是我以前有一个回教的部下告诉我的。
This is what I had a subordinate who was a Muslim. He told me.
所以他真乖啊。
He was very obedient.
一天五次。
Every day five times.
时候一到，白布拿出来就铺起来。
And whenever time arrives, he takes out his mat and lays it out.
跑到厕所去洗手洗脚
and he goes to the bathroom to wash his hand and feet.
哇趴在那里就呱呱呱就开始呢又磕啊又拜啊又念了
and then he worships and prays and recites.
我傻里傻气的问他一句话
I asked him this.
我说像你这么乖啊阿拉一定好喜欢你哦
You're such a good Muslim, Allah must truly love you.
哦他生气啊
He was angry.
他说阿拉不会喜欢任何人的。
He said Allah doesn't like anyone.
他是 God.
He is God.
God 不会喜欢人的。
God doesn't like man.
他说我这样子拼命做还不知道将来可以进天堂嘞。
And I do this every single day. I don't even know if I could get to heaven one day.
这是他们的信仰。
This is their belief.
佛教也好。
For Buddhists as well.
其他的民间宗教也好
Even all different other kinds of religion
我们都不去说别人
I don't want to talk about others
我们要问一问
But we need to ask
我们的信仰呢
What is our belief?
我们的信仰是根据什么
What is the foundation of our belief?
你有没有读经
Did you read the Bible?
你有没有祷告
Have you prayed?
你有没有聚会
Have you gone to meetings?
有没有帮助别人?
Have you helped others?
有没有奉献钱?
Have you given your tithes?
你所有的都做了没有?
Have you done all these things?
都做好了。
Have you done them well?
你有没有好好祷告?
Have you prayed well?
有啊。
If you have.
你讲的话对不对啊?
Did you say all the right things?
也许你讲的话不对的,所以他老人家还是不给的呀。
Maybe you didn't say the right thing, and that's why God still doesn't give it to you.
这是不是我们的观念
Is this our concept?
我们的观念今天不知不觉中把一个儿子的身份变成了一个雇工的身份
Unknowingly, our concept becomes sort of takes the relationship of a son to a business relationship.
我们刚才读的这段圣经
The passage we just read.
一个是讲到你要去跟你的父祷告
One is for you need to go and pray to your father.
你跟父有一个关系。
You, the father and you has a relationship.
你是他的孩子。
You're his child.
你要跟他祷告。
You need to pray to him.
虽然你所有需要的知道，你所有的需要，他你没有讲他就知道了。
Although he knows of everything, all of your needs before you even said it.
你还是要去祷告。
But you still need to go and pray.
因为你去祷告不是告诉他你需要什么。
Because when you go pray, it's not to tell him what you need.
你去祷告。
When you go pray.
是因为你要跟他有更好的关系。
It's so that you may have a better, closer relationship with him.
你希望把你的心事告诉他。
And you hope that you can share with him your feelings.
Your 你也希望你慢慢的长大了，你也会关心他的心事。
And as you grow mature and grow older, you will be concerned with his need, his desires.
你愿意花时间跟他在一起。
You're willing to spend the time with him.
你希望做他喜欢你做的事。
You're willing to do the things that pleases him.
为什么
？Why?
因为你知道你已经是他的孩子。
For you already know that you are his child.
你知道说不管你做什么他都要给你好多好多的恩典。
For you know that no matter what you do, he will bless you tremendously.
所以你愿意做讨他喜欢做的事。
And therefore you're willing to do what is pleasing to him.
你不是做他喜欢的事所以可以得到他要给你的福气。
It's not that you do what is pleasing to him so that you may receive from him.
是你会得到很多他要给你的福气。
But you'll receive an abundance.
所以你愿意做他喜欢你做的事。
Because you are receiving abundance, you're willing to do what he's pleasing.
这是一种祷告。
So this is one type of prayer.
这种祷告是建立在你知道他是父。
This prayer is established on the principle that you know, understand and know he is father.
你是他的孩子。
And you know that you are his child.
你知道你做得好。
And you know that if you do it well.
你知道你什么时候做的不好。
And you will also know when you don't.
但是你更知道。
But even more so.
无论你做的好不好。
No matter whether you do it well or not.
他爱你。
He loves you.
他要给你生命中极大的祝福。
He wants to give abundance of a blessing in your life.
所以你很努力的希望做得更好。
So you struggle so hard to do it well even better.
因为你不能够明白怎么会有这么好的爱。
Because you cannot understand that how could there be such an amazing love?
你不能够明白神为什么这么的宽容你。
Because you don't know how can he be so forgiving and acceptance of you.
你不能够相信说他为什么要给你这么多你不配的恩典。
And you don't understand why he's so willing to give you all the grace that you don't deserve.
这是一种的祷告。
This is one type of prayer.
这是主耶稣希望我们有的祷告。
This is the type of prayer that our Lord desire us to have.
我们的祷告不是要去跟他要东西的。
Our prayer is not that we may receive from him.
我们祷告的目的不是要去操纵神。
The purpose of our prayer is not to control God.
To manipulate. 现在很多的人他的信仰出大问题。
To a lot of people, their beliefs are, they have a problem in their belief.
就是他们没有这个关系。
They don't understand this concept.
他们跟神没有这个关系。
They don't have this relationship with God.
他们不知道他们是神的孩子。
They don't know that they're a child of God.
他们嘴巴祷告可以说父啊。
Although in their lips, they may call out father.
他们可以说我是你的小孩。
They can say, I am your child.
但他们心里面。
But in their hearts.
他们不认为他们是神的小孩。
They don't feel that they are God's child.
他们不知道这个神不会留下一点的好处不给他。
They don't understand that God will not leave. God will give them everything.
他们不知道。
They don't understand that.
他们认为神要给他的祝福根据什么呢？
What do they think that the God's blessings is based upon?
根据于他们做的有多好。
The basis is upon how well they do.
他们说什么话
？And what words they say？
你祷告多久啊
？How long have you prayed？
啊，只有15分钟啊
！Only 15 minutes。
哦，你这种人呢，上帝是不会祝福你的。
God won't bless you know。
你那些你要的东西，上帝不给你的。
God won't give you the things that you want。
难怪你祷告这么多个月了，上帝都没有答应你。
And that's why you pray for so many months and God still hasn't answered you。
你先试试看。
Try this。
你以后早上早一点起来。
Try to get up earlier in the morning.
你每天祷告一个小时。
Try to pray for an hour every day.
你看看上帝会不会给你。
And then you'll see whether or not God will give you.
神给不给你
？Will God give it to you?
就根据于你表现如何。
It depends on how well you behave.
听明白吗
？Do you understand?
哦，不只是要多久啊。
It's not based on how long.
看你大声还是小声哦。
Or whether or not how loud or soft you speak.
哎呦，我去过一些聚会哦。
I've been to some meetings.
我真是怕呀。
I was a bit scared.
他们只要一开始，我们大家一起开声祷告。
When they said that, let all of us pray in open voice.
我的天哪！我几乎要这个样子了。
I need to close my ears.
太吵了。
It was so loud.
每个人都拼了命，哦，主啊，主啊！拼了命喊啊。
And everyone was just crying at the top of their voice, Lord, oh Lord.
他们以为声音大，上帝就会不好意思不答应的。
They believe that if you're so loud, God will be ashamed not to answer you.
我们有好多好多奇怪的想法。
We have so many strange thoughts.
当然，我也跟你们说过，我年轻的时候走投无路了，去问我的带领我的人。
Of course, I also share with you in the past that when I was young, when I reached the end, I spoke to the person who was leading me.
那些人就会很严肃地告诉我。
And those people that would tell me.
你想要的东西你得不到。
He would tell me sternly that the things that you want, you cannot have.
因为你有罪。
Because you have sin.
你的罪还没有认清楚。
You have not fully repented of your sin.
所以上帝不听你的话。
And therefore God will not hear you.
哎呀，你知道我多乖吗？
Do you know how good I was?
我就拼命地想啊。
And I thought.
什么罪？
What sins do I have?
哦，想起来了。
Oh, I thought of this.
赶快跟耶稣认。
And I will repent to the Lord.
再想。
And I keep on thinking.
还有哪一个没有认？
What else have I not repented of?
再想。
And I continue to think.
等我全部想完了。
Until I thought of everything.
最后我还要跟耶稣祷告一下。
At the end, I want to pray to God.
我说主耶稣啊
I said, Lord Jesus,
还有那些我想不起来的罪也求你宝血一起遮盖
and all the sins that I do not remember please cleanse it with your blood、
哦、现在祷告完了
now that I have fully prayed
所有的罪都得赦免了
all of my sins have been forgiven
所以亲爱的主耶稣
so dear Lord Jesus、
哎、我想要这个东西现在可以了吧
so maybe I can get what I want now right
还是没有
still not
再去问牧师。
And I go and ask the pastor again.
哎，怎么回事啊？你说认罪吗？我罪都认完了。
If you said I need to repent, I already repented of all of my sins.
为什么上帝还不听话
？Why doesn't God listen to me?
我要的东西怎么还没有
？How come I still do not have what I want?
弟兄啊
，Brother，
有信心的祷告才大有功效。
You will only receive when you have, when you pray in faith.
你信心不够。
You don't have enough faith.
怎么办？
So what do you do?
回家。
You go home.
我祷告。
And you pray.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
我真的相信。
I really believe in you.
我百分百相信。
I believe you 100%.
我知道你是造天地海和其中万物的。
I know for you the God of creator of heaven, earth, and everything else.
在你没有难成的事。
There's nothing that you cannot accomplish.
我真的相信你。
I truly believe.
我完全相信你。
I completely believe you.
我非常有信心。
I absolutely have.
我信心不足，还要求你加添我信心。
But my faith is not enough, and I ask you to give me even more faith.
有没有信心啊
？Do you have faith?
我真有信心、啊。
Of course, I have faith.
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus。
我非常有信心啊
I have a lot of faith.
现在给了吧
Will you give it to me?
还没有
No.
再去找牧师
And then go back to the pastor again.
你不说有信心吗
You said I don't have faith.
我告诉你我有信心啊
I tell you I have
我真的相信你
I really believe in him.
牧师看着我罪认过了
And he says, pastor says, you've repented?
认过了
Yes.
真的相信
Do you truly believe?
啊真的相信
Truly believe.
还没有
Still not?
还没有。
No.
那我告诉你吧。
Then let me tell you.
不要吃饭。
Don't eat.
就这样子啊。
It's this way.
我们总在那里想还有什么办法。
We're always thinking what other ways there are.
还要说什么才好。
And what else can we say?
我告诉你这里耶稣就讲。
Let me tell you, here our Lord Jesus says this.
你们祷告
When you pray,
第七节
verse 7,
不可像外邦人
Do not keep on babbling like pagans.
用许多重复话他们以为话多了必蒙垂听
For they think they will be heard because of their many words.
他念的这个 version 的英文翻译的非常好
This NIV translation is very well.
在这一节圣经翻译的非常好
Yes, on this verse.
他说不要 babbling.
It says, do not keep on babbling.
什么是 babbling?
What is babbling?
你知道在所有的异教里面
You know, in all the other religions.
他们都有一些所谓的、那个应该叫咒语是不是啊就是有一些的话是你只要不断的说这些话就很有法力。
They all have certain types of recitations that if you keep on reciting these words repeatedly, then it will have a build. There will be blessings or powers.
佛教里面最流行的一句话，你们都知道吧
？I think all of you knows what they say in the Buddhist.
南无阿弥陀佛，是不是啊？所以没有事就开始念南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛，南无阿弥陀佛。
And so that's what the Buddhists recite all the time.
那基督徒有没有这个东西啊
？What about Christians?
你们见过
？Have you seen?
如果你们没有，恭喜你们啊
！If you haven't, then good for you.
因为有些地方啊，他们就教你这个东西啊。
Because there are certain places that they will teach you these things.
因为圣经里面说，呼喊主名必然得救嘛。
Because the Bible says if you call out the Lord's name, for surely you will be saved.
哎，你去看了有些聚会啊。
You go to see certain meet gatherings.
一群人呢。
A group of people.
半个钟头没有别的话。
And for half an hour, there's nothing else that they will say.
就一句话。
Just one.
哦，主耶稣啊。
Oh Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣。
Oh Lord Jesus.
哦，主耶稣啊。
Oh Lord Jesus.
他们过瘾得很。
And they're really enjoying this.
他们觉得这个很有用啊。
They feel that this is so powerful.
灵的释放啊。
And the releasing of the spirit.
这个再讲多一点。
And if you say it more.
再讲快一点。
If you say it faster.
你就圣灵充满了。
Then you'll be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那有的人不是用哦主耶稣。
But some other people, they don't use oh Lord Jesus.
他们用什么呢
？What do they use?
Hallelujah.
They use Hallelujah.
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 哎呀，恭喜你啊，弟兄，你会讲方言了。
Good for you, brothers and sisters, you can speak in tongues now.
你今天去看。
Today, if you go and take a look.
很多地方讲的方言。
There are many, the tongues that are spoken in many different places.
基本上完全都是 babbling.
They're basically all babblings.
几个音节
，there are a couple of sounds，
不断的重复
，and that's being repeated，
不断的重复
，continuously repeated，
自己讲
，and they themselves speak it，
还要教别人讲
，and then to teach others to speak it，
完全忘记了主耶稣在这节圣经里面清楚的命令
，and they completely forgotten what our Lord Jesus has said here。
你们祷告的时候
，and when you pray，
千万不要效法他们。
Do not keep on babbling like the pagans.
千万不要效法他们。
Do not.
不要用许多重复的话。
Do not keep babbling.
很多人都以为重复这些声音会让自己觉得好，所以一定会让上帝觉得好。
A lot of people feel that if they continue to repeat these sounds, they will feel better and God will be pleased by this.
然后上帝就会听话。
And then God will...Listen to them.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这节圣经
This verse
绝对不是教我们
It is not teaching us
神放在你心上有一个负担
That there is a burden in our heart
你跟神祷告过一次
That whenever you pray
祷告过两次
The first or the second time you pray
第三次
And the third time
让你说不要用重复话
And says don't repeat
不是那个意思。
That's not the meaning.
有很多的事你可以不断的跟神说。
There are many things that you can continue to ask God.
但是不要迷信有这些重复的音节。
But don't be superstitious in these type of repetitive sounds.
为什么
？Why?
因为当人在用这样子的方法祷告的时候
，Because when man prays in such a way,
他基本上是相信。用着这一些的手段就可以来操纵神。
Because when they pray this way, they are believing in that using a certain way they can manipulate God.
神会答应他们的祈求，是因为他们祷告够了，祷告对了。
God will answer their prayer because they've prayed enough and that their prayer is the one he needs.
你是哪一种的祷告
？What kind of prayer do you have？
你的祷告是一个方法来叫上帝听话呢
？Is your prayer a method so that you can manipulate God？
你的祷告是一个过程，让你更亲近神、更认识神，以至于神可以改变你呢
？Or is your prayer an opportunity, a process by which you draw close to Him？You get to know him more and that he may change you.
主在这里再三的很清楚的告诉我们。
Here our Lord clearly tells us.
你们没有祈求以先。
verse 8.
Do not be like them.
你们没有祈求以先,
even before you've asked them.
你们所需用的, 你们的父早已知道了。
Do not, for your father knows what you need before you asked him.
主耶稣不是告诉我们,
our Lord Jesus is not telling us this.
你有什么需要?
That what, whatever needs you have.
不用告诉他。
That there is no need to tell him.
反正他早已经知道。
He already knows.
这不是主耶稣的意思。
This is not our Lord's meaning.
主耶稣在这里是告诉我们,
our Lord here is telling us.
我们所信的神,
the God that we believe in.
他早就知道你需要什么。
He already knows your need.
不只是他知道,
not only does he know,
他早就替你准备,
he has already prepared for you.
神不需要我们告诉他我们需要什么。
God doesn't need us to tell him what we need.
我们需要告诉他我们需要什么。
We need to tell him what we need.
因为当我们一次一次地告诉他的时候,
because every time we share with him what our needs,
神会改变我们。
God will change us.
神会让我们里面的人刚强起来。
God will strengthen our inner person.
神会让我们在恩典中长大。
God will help us to grow in His grace.
神会扩充我们的度量。
God will fill us and make us
increase our capacity. 神有极丰满的恩典。
He has such abundant grace.
他迫不及待地想给我们。
He's always looking to bless us and give us.
但是他知道,
but he knows.
如果他太早把恩典给我们,
but if he gives us his blessings too quickly and soon,
我们根本无法承受,
we will not be able to accept and or receive.
因为我们没有那个容量,
because we're unable to hold all of it. We don't have the capacity.
你知道在很多神儿女的生命中,
in many brothers and sisters in their life,
有的时候恩典大过我们生命,
sometimes grace is much bigger than our life,
以至于这个恩典在我们的生命中最后成了我们的偶像,
to such extent that the grace ultimately becomes our idol in our life.
结果神本来给我们是恩典,
in the beginning God gave us grace,
结果恩典反而害了我,
eventually it caused our downfall.
这就是为什么神的儿女,
and that is why for his children,
我们所注重的不是我们得到什么,
what we're, our focus is not, should not be upon what we receive.
我们所注重的应该是我们被他改变有多少,
our focus should be on how much he has changed us.
有没有听过有弟兄姊妹给你讲, 祷告没有用?
Have you ever heard a brother and sister tell you that prayer is useless? It's
没有?
No.
哇, 你们的教会真的很属灵。
Then your church is very spiritual.
要不然你们就是很虚伪。
Or perhaps you're very fake, hypocrites.
其实我们每一个人在跟随主的道路中,
In all of our walk with the Lord,
我们多少次会怀疑,
how many times have we doubted?
祷告真的有用吗?
Is prayer truly helpful?
神真的听吗?
Does God truly listen to us?
祷告真的会改变什么吗?
Will he truly change us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
主的话很清楚地告诉你,
his word clearly tells us,
你们祷告,
your prayer,
请注意那个是命令式,
Take notice, he's commanding you.
我们祷告,
that our prayer,
我们就是要祷告,
when we pray, we need to pray.
圣经里面命令我们祷告的经节不知道有多少,
there's so many verses and passages in the Bible that tells us, commands us to pray.
常常祷告,
pray often.
不可灰心,
don't be discouraged.
神要我们祷告,
God wants us to pray.
祷告神一定听,
if we pray, he will surely listen.
你祷告的好, 他听,
If you pray well, he will listen.
你胡说八道, 他还听,
if you pray it wrongly, he will continue to listen.
你有没有看过那个刚刚学会讲话的小孩?
Have you ever seen a child who just learned how to speak?
他真的没有讲出几句话来。
He doesn't really say, haven't really said much.
他的脑筋比他的舌头快。
His thoughts are much faster than his tongue.
所以他常常讲的话是乱跳的。
So often when he talks, he's jumping around.
只有他妈听得懂。
Only his mom can understand.
很多人在旁边都听不懂，不知道在讲什么。
A lot of people around him don't understand what he's talking about.
其实就是听不懂，他的父母还是很爱听。
But even if they don't understand, his parents love to listen.
我们跟父神讲话。
Us, when we speak to our father.
我们讲的语无伦次。
And when we're speaking all these
nonsense.
我们根本不知道自己要什么。We don't know what we want.
多少你今天要的东西，十年以后你都会后悔死哦。
The things you're asking for today, you might even regret 10 years down the road.
然后你说啊，这是我要的。
And you would say, how could I possibly ask for this?
这就是我们。
This is us.
但是奇妙的是什么？
But amazingly.
神会听的。
God will listen.
他真的听。
He truly listens.
他听不是因为你讲得好。
He listens not because you speak well.
他听是因为你是他的孩子。
He listens because you are his child.
他就是爱你。
And he loves you.
他爱听你说话。
He loves to hear you speak.
我很不知道说是不是很诚实的，我可以说我很诚实的告诉你。
I want to share with you honestly, truthfully.
全世界
that in this entire world,
我猜
I'm guessing here,
你找不到五个人
you cannot find 5 individuals,
他非常非常喜欢听你废话
that they really, really love to listen to you babble on and on.
同意吧
Do you agree?
你有很多的话你也不敢跟别人讲。
I'm sure you have so much words that you're afraid to tell others.
你里面最深的感觉。
Your deepest feelings.
你里面一些最深的话你敢跟别人说吗？
Your deepest words, will you be able to share with others?
耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
是唯一的一位。
He is the only one.
你什么话都可以跟他说。
That he is the only one that you can tell him anything.
你不要到他面前去背圣经。
You don't need to go before him and recite the Bible.
因为他会告诉你那是我写的。
Because he can tell you that I wrote it.
你不需要背给我听啊。
You don't need to recite it to me.
你到他面前，你要把你心里最真实的感觉告诉他。
When you approach him, you need to share with him your most truthful feelings.
他一定听的。
He surely will listen.
不但如此。
But not only so.
我告诉你一定有用的。
And I tell you, it will be helpful.
你觉得没有用。
You may feel it's not helpful.
是因为你不懂祷告的用处在哪里。
Because you don't know where's the usage of a prayer.
祷告的用处不是得到你想要的东西。
Prayer's use is not to receive what you want.
祷告的用处是让你跟神有更好的关系。
The purpose is for you to have a closer and better relationship with God.
昨天我收到一个电话。
Yesterday I received a call.
我们教会一个姐妹告诉我。
A sister in church told me.
说妈妈走了。
My mom passed away.
那我认识她的妈妈已经超过30年。
I know her mom for 30 years, over 30 years.
所以我知道了这个事，我昨天晚上就赶到他家里去。
So once I heard this, I rushed over to their house.
然后我们的姊妹告诉我。
And our sister tells me.
她说妈妈前一天晚上。
The night before.
她就在问我。
She was asking me.
哎，你今天那个圣经播放器怎么都没关呢？
And the Bible, the reading of the Bible, you forgot to turn it off.
你一直在放诗歌给我听。
And you're playing the hymns to me continuously.
我们的姐妹说我都没回过神来。
My sister said I didn't understand.
我根本今天就没给她放。
And I didn't even play the hymns.
但是妈妈一直跟她讲，妈妈一整天醒过来就跟她讲，醒过来就跟她讲，哇，这条诗歌真好听，这条诗歌真好听啊！你一直在放诗歌给我听。
And whenever her mom woke up and she would say, this hymn is so beautiful. It's so, I really enjoyed this hymn this entire day.
晚上2点,
and at night, 2 a.m.
起来上厕所,
when she got up to go to the bathroom.
然后跟她的女儿说,
and she said to her daughter,
你听到这个诗歌吗?
Did you hear this hymn?
耶和华是我的牧者,
our Lord is our shepherd.
我必不至缺乏,
for I shall not be in need.
你们都会唱吗? 诗篇23篇吗?
For we all know that this is Psalm 23.
女儿你没听见, 多好的诗歌。
Do you hear that this is such a beautiful hymn?
女儿没听见。
The daughter did not hear.
等第二天早上醒来, 妈妈平平安安地走了。
And the next morning when they woke up, the mother passed on.
女儿懂了。
And then the daughter understood.
妈妈一辈子活在神的面前。
That her entire life she lived before the Lord.
主亲自用诗歌来接她。
And God personally received her using hymns.
因为这个妈妈是一个祷告的人。
For this mother was a mother who prayed.
她一直活在神的面前。
She always lived before the Lord.
她的生命中90几岁, 你可以想象经过多少事情。
She's 90 years old. If you could just imagine how much she has endured.
但是外面没有任何的事情,
but externally, there's nothing outside
可以改变他里面跟主的关系,
that can change her relationship, her inner relationship with the Lord.
祷告有没有用?
Is prayer useful?
我告诉你, 没有比祷告更有用的东西。
There is nothing else that's more useful than prayer.
这一位爱你的父,
this Father who loves you,
他是定义要改变你。
He is determined to change you.
定义要祝福你。
He is determined to bless you.
你愿意学祷告的功课。
You are willing to learn the lesson of prayer.
你就是一个有福气的人。
And when you do, you are a blessed person.
但是请记住,
but please remember,
不是根据你做什么,
it does not depend on what you do.
是根据你是他的孩子。
It's based on whether or not you are his child. Let us bow our head in prayer.
天父,
our Heavenly Father, we praise you.
我们算谁啊?
Who are we?
我们可以成为你的孩子。
That we can become your children.
我们虽然很多的时候不会祷告。
Although many times we don't know how to pray.
很多的时候我们对你有很多的误会。
A lot of times we're mistaken in it.
但是我们感谢赞美你,
but we thank and praise you.
因为你真的爱我们,
for you truly love us.
你不是要我们做好, 所以才来爱我们。
You don't love us because you want us to do things well.
你是爱我们, 所以我们要做好。
Because you love us, and that is why we do the right things.
我们愿意更多的在祷告中被你改变。
We're willing to be changed by you in our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.